related to the sugya of kisui kalim. And oh, since it's from, I think we can still get them. Once he asked me, we got him for sure. You're in him. Okay, let's see. Ah, we've been in the right place. Thank you so much. Those who missed yesterday, we were learning the sefer Nesiv Chaim. Some very nice things. Let's take a look at this one. Kosev Amagon Avraham. This is all Chazara, but Chazara is important. The sugars are, keep repeating themselves. Shinyu Gimel Sivkot Nibbeis. Kisui HaKelim Mutu Lahatka B'chozek V'yeim B'zeh M'shemaka B'pat N'shubo. Now why? Kevin She'ein Asuyim L'kiyim Rak L'poschon U'l'sogron Tomit. How do you prove it? Daf She'mesimin Os L'fnei HaTanur V'shogron Os L'betit Kevin She'ein Os L'kiyim Adkan. We saw this all the way back in the Shulchan Aruch. It's in Shin Yud Dalet that we saw. V'tehil L'David Hirvu L'tzmoa B'zeh V'divei Shulchan Aruch Yem V'vorm Shom V'vorm B'tshumas HaDeshen Simin Samachay, we think we've been there before. The Shom Lahed of the Hittir Rakhli is the Rabbonon. Umishamachi Hiktim Sham Betchilas the Varov, the Badaf Hatano Ainbo Misham Sosirak, Merzik is Sosir with the Rabbonon. And therefore his matter ain't also the key. Had the Mogan Avram learn, even by Yisue Torah, as Kisu Kalim is Tkia, Chayim Mishamaka Bepatna Shabona, and therefore there should be no Heter of Osui Lifto Achtomi. It only works right when it talks to the Rabban. That's the kasha of Tila Ladam. Says in Siv Chaim, look again. If you look very carefully and the quote source that he quotes, you'll see, no, the Mogan Avraham is right. Where did he get it from? Where did he get this idea from? Quotes the Mordechai. The Mordechai. Where's the Mordechai? He quotes the Mordechai and then he tries to refute. Let's open to the Mordechai Rabbos site, open to the Gemara. We'll see actually two Mordechais. We'll see how he started quoting one Mordechai. And then he quoted another one. Take a look, Rav Osa. Tov Lamed Ches in the Mordechai. This is the source of the Tshuva Sadeshin, who was the source of the Shulchan Aruch. So you have to go back, follow the paper trail to its original. It's on page Lamed Aleph in our print. Tov Lamed Ches. Horo Harav Rabbeinu Avigdor Koyim. You know that Avigdor Katz, Avigdor Koyim said it. The daf she mesimu lefnei atana v'shog and also betana v'tit. They would put mud and put that plank there to keep the chong warm. Bear of Shabbos. B'malkom shein nochri. They used to use a goy. The goy didn't show up. Afa Yehudi yochal asir b'Shabbos v'natana. Yafal gav damin echol som l'shebekarka. Matir mafkia. Aval ochoteich. Pi rish chol som l'shebekarka. Hain echol som l'shal pi. Habor v'hadus v'daf shalifnei hatanur haino chosama shabakarka ono mafkiru m'shabim also. So they have, how can you do it? How do you do it? Is it also shalosu l'kiyum ha'manah shalosu l'shabas avol daf eino osu l'kiyum. Says the Nesiv Chaim, we're talking here about a din d'oraisa potentially. Why? We're talking about mechuba l'karka over here. Mechuba l'karka can continually be a nisa d'oraisa, notwithstanding that fact that it could have potentially been an iser d'oraisa. Af al pikein, it is considered to be mutter if it's done for the purpose of being open and shut, or en also the kiyum klal. There is another Mordechai Rav Osei. Please turn, if you don't mind, to Tov Nun Zayin. That's a Hagos Mordechai. Tof Nun Zayin. In this print, it's found on page Mem, in my print. Watch this. Ze Eino Chibur. Mem Chesem and Beit. You've been this tomorrow before. We'll come to it again. Pirish Rashi Megufas Chavis. Hipshir Abarach Mi Magenza. Mashma. Im hoya chibur, hoya asur. Why? Ain't binyan b'kelim? He says, no. Zechir meguas hakofes hol v'ningma malachto. Afilu im yatiz rosho. Ain't binyan b'kelim. Benchir chayim v'shemaka b'patish kikwa ningma malachto. Uposeach eino chibur. Sha'adayin o ningma malachto. Shetzolev toch b'esat sabar. Ukshaposech, Ugobo Malachto, Bechaya Mishamaka Bepatish. So we're talking here about Doraisis, gentlemen. The stakes here are stakes of Doraisa, of Chaya Mishamaka Bepatish. And the source for all this is the Rav Yoh, which we saw a while ago. The Rav Yoh is in Simon Reish Vov. Take a look at a few lines up. Ken Kosev Rav Yoh Mishim Rashbam U'meforish Zech Kibra Posech V'chulei Ayin Toch Amud. Toch Amud means in the Mordechai proper, which means Tof Lamed Ches. So you see from this whole discussion, we're talking about the Raisis. It's based on top of the Raisa. And the fact, despite the potential of the Raisa, it's mutter if it's going to be open and shut. So you see that the Mogan Avraham is correct, and the Tehillah of David is incorrect. Not the Tehillah of David's fault, because he was focusing on the very beginning of the Trumas Adeshen, where he did mention something about the Rabbah. Let's show in the original. So we're not going to lose it, right? Can't lose this?
No.
Thank you. Let's go see this over here. Whoa. See where he got it from. You can't really blame him, the Tehillah of David. He started off that way. It's the Simon Samachay in Truma Sadesha. Okay? You want to know this case. The ovens in the opinion, you stuff it up with plank with tit and offer, you break it on Shabbos to get the chont out. Chametz chont. Yes, shinoi, cotton, there's no goy. Even regular, it's okay. Why? Don't bring me a raya from the Mordechai Perek by my Tomnim. Zechibra. Da 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 da. End quote. The whole Samari bekli. Do me a demokufa schavis. Umi beres the chavisa. And we are discussing over here what? Mechubarim, which is karka. You can't bring me a raya from the Mordechai until he starts off, and that's where the Tehillah of David ends. Says the Magen Avraham is incorrect. Told him by the Rabbanans. Well, it's not quite the case. He says we learned in Masechta Beitzah, Chosama shebekarka matir. Okay, Chosama yofer even the kalim is asur. Okay, and therefore, chosama shebekarka nasa lechibur l'stima zman mashahu, and therefore, at least there the rabbanan the mechzik esosa, but shrikas atanag lo nasu klal lekiyim rag lishmer achom lefi shah ulemista lamacha kiyumat and Shabbos shari afilu lechatchila, and the simple pshat over here is he's saying it's true when it comes to a midoraisa. He says makes it interesting by kesher. Right? And certainly the Rabbanans. And then the Mordechai is also okay. Why? This Tostima is Atanam is Tamad in Dorokosa. Right? In his generation, in the time of the Gaonim, the Tanurim, was Shalom Echubar Mibinyan, Beferish. Therefore, he says, I'm sorry, Tehillah David, you stopped too early. You, as the Kashmir, stopped in the first few lines, which indicate the whole head of the base of the Rabbanim. Not true. In reality, if you just saw, he's not even as a shal of a the oraisa. Very, very important. He's not even a shal of a the oraisa. Oh. The problem is, Rebbe Osai, the problem is that where do you draw the line? Where do you draw the line? Oh. So we have, for example, the opening Shulchan Aruch, please. Shin Yud Zayin. Siv Gimel. Let's go back to where we come from here. Oh, let's see over here. The Sofa Tshuva, he says, Beferish. It's the Tana Mechuba Lekakai. Back that what he said at the very beginning. What do you see from here? It can be Matir, what would otherwise be a Doraisa, not Memches, with the Mordechai, etc., etc. Even works for Daraisa Makal Patish. Okay, Tof Nun Zayin, we saw it ourselves, and we saw the whole discussion, Lavas Kayim Ovid, Rav Yor, Rashbam, that's what the Rashbam says. Okay. Daf Mem Ches, Yisod Chodosh, Dover She'omo Linot Le'le Nechshev Mechubo, Ein Zed Tinkin She'kvar Nechshev Ke'osi, U'mikan Lomad Rav Yor, Kvo She'tiru Niftoach Achovis, V'ein Bazeh, V'shumaka V'patish, Who I did the shore of the to Firok Shomenes Dinotel. Here too, Daf HaTanur. That's the Tocha Amur, as we said before. Let's take a look. Shin Yud Zayin, Siv Gimel, Ramo. Let's take a look. Shit, we've been here so many times. Back to the very beginning of the year, we were at Shin Yud Zayin. It's about kosher or matter. Then we got a little bit about Tofer, Tofer and Korea. What does it say in Ramo, Shin Yud Zayin, Siv Gimel? What does it say? The Yesh Matirin Bitfiro Sheena Shal Kayama. Okay, that means really strictly speaking, it's in fact permissible. That's where it all comes from. So Kisuya Kalin in Tekiya, where did it come from? So it comes from, even though it's otherwise it'd be a Daraisa, as the Mishnah Brewer passes in Shin Yud Gimel, Sivkotin Memhei, and that's how we pass in La Halacha. What's the lumdus over here? Watch this. Goes back to the first day of Shia this year. The first day. Mamish, the first day. Watch this. Hetez eshayach hakabam leches melochos hachibur. Mashenki melochos hayetzira. This is Mamish literally opening day. Report that the unique heterim of kosher, if you do less than 24 hours, it's mutar lechatchila, is only by a melocha of chibur. A chibur of less than 24 hours doesn't count for beans. As opposed to melechos yetzira. We're creating, not just putting things together. You're creating things. B'lechis yitzira k'mol kosev. Ein etter zed that kosev chayv av apisho amad amechika. It's going to be ultimately be erased. B'lechis chibur nischadesh etter zed. The chibur she'omer linotel ein ochoshev chibur. And we saw the Torah says in Tzadi Hei, or Tzadi Dal, about the grading of the hair. Remember that? Torah says omer lisasa, the kliya says it's good. Why? It's again a malach of chibur, orin. The Malach of Chibur. Malach of Chibur has this unique dispensation where it's meant to be undone. On one level, to knock it off from a Daraisa to a Drabonah. If it's for immediate or for regular opening and shutting, then it's not even us to a Drabonah, as we just said. Oh, Tila David as a Kasha gets a Chumah from Beis and Aflam and Beis and Beis. You may have seen it in the Makos. Os Rubinian Aroi. So how can you allow Dafa Tanam? Yesh Lechalik. The horse of Mary be Yitzira, then Yitziras Mechitza, the Binyan Avonim, the Avsh Omeli Natal, Osir, then the Binyan Aroi, the Yitzira, you built the wall. Hashem came in Malachol, Shein and Yitzira Chadosha. Rekit Korom Tikun Ayde Chibur, Vizeh Chidish Shumas Adesh and the Shari, Kanal. This is the Yisod. And even in his first terrors, he said, Drabonon, can you make a Hinnah Sulikim Klal? From what arrived from kosher? Kavachoma de Rabbanans. Okay? What's pshat in kosher? The answer is a chibur, maleches chibur. That's the assault. Everyone with me so far? Maleches chibur is different. Now we come to the next piece. What? Come on. I thought this can't happen to me. At least not the first 40 pages. Okay, I'll tell you about Pet. The next simon, which is Simon Kuf Aleph, the holy author of the Siv Chaim, writes as follows. Rabosai, Tosfos on Daf Mem Ches. Take a look again. You know what? Let's leave this out. We did this once before. This is the idea of answered the Chaz Nishas Kash of Ein Lo Mokor. It's not on the screen, it's the Siman HaShemayim. We did it last week. We'll have another Chaz with it again. Go to the next one. Rabosai, Ayin Hei Amid Beis. Back to the Gemara. Siman HaShemayim. Ayin Hei Amid Beis. Ayin Hei Amid Beis. Let's discuss for a few moments the Malach of Makkah B'Patish in general. We'll move away from the specifics of the Sukkot we've been discussing until now. The generality of how you define Makkah B'Patish. And once again, it's going to be critical in going to specific cases as we go along. Lush of the Gemara towards the end. Hamaka the Patash, 8 lines above the Mishnah. Rabba v'Ramzer d'Amit Harayim. The small chafis. Kobidi the Ispeg Mar Melocha. Chaya Mishamaka the Patash. Whatever is Gemara Melocha is Maka the Patash. What does that mean, Rabbi Osai? Take a look. In the Mordechai, Simon Tov, Samach Aleph. We were here last week. It's time to review. This is in Agos Mordechai. Perek Abona. Those who have my print, it's on page Mem Gimel. Samach Aleph started on page Mem Aleph. It goes all the way until, well, another version of it, until Mem Dal. We're now Mem Gimel in my print. Perek Abona. We saw this already last week. We're seeing it again now. The amazing chat of the Iranian. When Rav says Mishum Bona, I am bitten Bekalim. Pirish Ra'am, Rav Lezni Mitz. Rav Amma Mishum Bona, Pirish Morazu Mechuseres Binyan Mechusaran Shufta. It's of Ainbo Mishum Maka Bepatish. Why? Listen to this line, very critical line. Shina Nikum Maka Bepatish as the Mordechai from the Iranian, and the Bedova Shina Mechusar Binyan. It's missing nothing in the intrinsic construction. Shakos HaPatish. You bang it with a hammer. Huli acha gmar binyan. You finish it completely. Now one last blow of the hammer. Lo amar Rav mishum bona lo mashu chay mishum bona. Do ein binyan bekelim. Ela hasiro mitam maka bepatish. Shel olam bechaserus binyan. Lo te maka belechas maka bepatish. Rabosai. The yisod of the Mordechai here for the Iranian. Maka bepatish is after you've completed the fundamental item. And now, as we say in Yiddish, the mark of a partnership is after you finish it, you know, the icing on the cake. Oh, icing on the cake. The question is, and I want to show this if I can inside, I don't know how we've been completely iced out over here. We'll see. Oh, here we are. Somehow, for some reason, this we do have. Okay, I'm going to show page. If I get this page, we'll see. I can't understand how this thing works. Okay, Tarish of Alpe. Where are we in? Okay, Tarish of Alpe. So he says like this, Rabosai, Mem Ches Amud Beis. Let's turn. We just saw the Gemara quoted in the Mordechai. Mem Chesem at base. What does it say over here, Mem Chesem at base? Hoseach base at Tzavar. It starts Mem Chesem and Al. Hoseach base at Tzavar, Bishabas Chayav Chatas. Why is that Rashi? The Hash, the Kamash, the Lemona, the Chayav Shem Maka, the Patish. Behainu, Gemar, Melocha. That's the Pashup Shat. We're talking here about Maka Bepatish. Wait a minute. Here it wasn't a kli before. It wasn't. You're first making it to a kli, a wearable garment, right now. So why is this considered to be in the category of Maka Bepatish, as Rashi said it? Isn't it against what we just saw before in the Mordechai? Of course, in the Achlokos HaRishonim. We don't find the Mordechai necessarily argued with Rashi. Question number one. Question number two, the sugi mesepta beitza. Beitza. Since we can get the stats of what we can have. Let's take a look at the Gemara beitza. Mesepta beitza, the Gemara is the following idea. It's a very critical Gemara, tells us quotes on that app, but it's inside the Gemara. And we're looking inside. Lachtos boshinov. Let's talk about coat and kisam. Loyek temeno. V'im kitno chayov chatos. Okay? Chayov chatos. Why? That's Rashi explained for us. Why chayov chatos? Why? Loyek temeno. You made lachtos boshinov. Tossam kli mashvile. Vigisur Daraisa. Presumably what? Maka Bepatish. Right? Well, there is no bone by Caleb. Here also, it was nothing before you chiseled away at it. Couldn't use it as a toothpick, it was too thick. So we have a second case, Rebbe Osai, where you can't employ the Arayim's definition. It was completed before, it was an extra last blow. Here it wasn't completed before. And the same Pesach by Tzavah, in both places, it's Bilui Makal HaPatish, Rebbe Osai. Let's take a little bit further, in Beit, once we're here already. On the Flamed Dalid, Omer Aleph, the Gemara goes on with a important Yisod. Ah, it's really the page. Okay, what's on? Let's go back to this for a second. The end. What does that mean? My COVID. What does that mean? One whole discussion. Etc. Let's read Rashi. Rashi tells us over here in the Flam Medalim and Alpha Masech the Beta. Rashi has the following. I'm a Lotzor Lechasma. Lak Shosa. Pesach Rishon Eim Mischaskin Eim Mischashin. Hilkoch Afal Gab Lotzor Yom Tov Namiu. Lotzor Lehem Miu Kol Hesek Nasa Kli. Oser. Why Nasa Kli? The assumption over here is that there were certain holes in it and you have to put it in the fire to strengthen it, get rid of the holes. It also wasn't the full Kli beforehand. What's going on over here? The answer is, I feel that I can't show it to you. The answer is that in all these cases, Rabbi Osai, the physical item was already complete. The case of the base of Poser, base of Tzavah. The entire rectangular piece of cloth is there. Got to punch a hole in it. But the cloth was there beforehand. This case over here in the Lamed Dalet, it was all there, it was just holes that had to be plugged up somehow with the heat. The same thing is told about the case of the block that you made into a little toothpick. It was all there before. It's too much there, as a matter of fact, to chisel away. So it's all there before that we can speak of Maka Bepatish. That's the Yisod, Rebbe Osai. That's the Yisod. The Gufa Kli was there. You have to open it, you have to chisel at it, you have to close up its holes. That's the... Now the Rach explains in the Flam Dalet and Beit, that's Maka Bepatish. That's Maka Bepatish. This is so, Rebbe Osai, that not called Maka Bepatish, if you haven't finished the basics yet, is beferish in the Meiri on the Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. Give a look, we've been here before also. Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. The person writes one letter in the Sefer Torah, you have to have two letters. What's the exception, Rebbe Osai, you know the exception? What's the exception, no? He finishes Sefer Torah. Look over here, the bottom of Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. The Giyal Sachas Chayev. How can it be? To go on Shinat Tolim, Rabbah. What did he do? He completed a Sefer Torah. He picks up a letter, and the Sefer Torah is not complete. Frekta Mimi, let it be an Easter of Makat Bepatish. Why only Kosev? Answer the Mimi until the fundamental body is not there yet. You cannot call it Maka Bepatish. Maka Bepatish is only after you complete everything. But if, before that, it's not called Maka Bepatish. Oh, so right to me, that Kuf Dalet Amud Beis and the Ran, the Sudar Ran, and that Ayin Gimel. Okay, take a look at the Ran. We'll get it over here, see it inside. Always good to see. Now again, this is not the real Ran, to be honest with you. The real Ran on Shabbos, I don't think they even have it. I can't find it on this. You'll have to let me know later how to get it on the screen. This is the so-called Ran, which was known as the Ran for many years. Hamaka v'patish. Pirish rach. Look at this now. La'achar shenasa hakli mashra ponov. Vibat zmeinu malacha. Sherei kvar nasa hakli. Ela shegomer ha'malacha. U'mikan lamdu. V'chol dova shubat zmeinu malacha. Ela shayado nigmara. L'chaivu ha'gemar malacha. Ken nofeach b'chle zchukes. Watch this now. Palm shnia. Gonna blow a second time into the bulb of the glass utensil. Shai dekein nigmeres ha'malacha v'uchayev kenofeach kim. Just like an ofeach, the ficha rishon shi ha'malacha, which is boneh. The first blow is boneh. The second blow is what? Is maka bepatish. Maka bepatish. That's what he says. Chedush Ran, so-called Ran. Before Rishir and Shabbos, Rav Ayin Gimel Amen Aleph. Rav Moshe has a diuk. What's Rav Moshe's diuk? Rav Moshe's diuk is, if you look at the Gemara that's quoted, Rav Osai, can you look at the Gemara over here, if you're open to the Gemara, that Ayin Hey, Amud Beis. What does it say over here? Where the small Zion is. Hatzor Tzura Bikli V'hamanapeach Bikli Zchukas Chayev. Rav Moshe L'shitasa. What's the deal? Doesn't say Manapeach Kli. Manapeach Kli could not be Maka B'Panish. You start off with a nothing. Manapeach Bikli, what the Ran called the Neficha Shinia. Wow. Bikli. So to Tzor Tzura. Right? Tzor Tzura Bikli. It started off as a kli beforehand. What we have here in the Gemara, Rabbi Osai, someone who is, right by the small chesed, the next Gemara, Hamad Shakli Akupi Miglimi Chayav Hashem Maka Bepatish. What does that mean? Rashi, Shakal Akupi, Rashi Chut Natluyen B'Yiriyah B'Makum Kshurin, Kishaditek B'Achut, etc. The garment is completed. There's some loose threads hanging. That's Maka Bepatish to remove them. Was the Gemara would have it in the Sefta Beitza about Hashchozas Hasakin. Sharpen the knife. Also, it was a knife beforehand. Oh. That's, so Rav Osai, it's a very delicate balance. According to this, Yisod, if the Kli is not finished yet at all, you cannot call it Makom HaPadash. It's some other blah. Maybe it's bone, maybe it's nothing. What will happen, Rav Osai, if the Kli was completely 1,000% usable, and then there's a problem later on, becomes a little bit rusty, or a little bit ruined, a little bit. Take a look at Bosa and Shulchan Aruch, if you don't mind. Mishnah Brewer, I should say. Shin Yud Zayin Sivkotten Chof Gimel. It's on the same page we just were on before. What does it say? Shin Yud Zayin Sivkotten Chof Gimel. Ramah says, I feel it for Niftach Machachazar, Uman Lukshara, Utsfara, Biachad, Gedar Shun and Osin. It could be over in Matak and Mona, says the Mishnah Ruch of Gimel. What Lukshara? Beto! Achen Yokal Atira, Lem Ken Yakto, Kakutu, and Nat Kane. Therefore, the Psikha Mechadosh, Tikkun Mona. But other than that, it would not be a violation. He says over here, Dafk Shachazar, Uman Lukshara, also the Nate. Avoshar Kshiras Shari came Kosav Amogan Avram. Why? Kshar Uma B'Shas Malacha Maka B'Patish Shechol Chamanach Lachaka Kamah Malacha Avoshar Kshiras Shnitzu Achas Shekvanim Mar Abeged Ain Shayach B'Shem B'Shem Maka B'Patish Shemanach Lachaka. It's already been totally done, finished, complete. Therefore, Rav Osai, he thinks no Iser in such a circumstance of Maka B'Patish. That's what the poskim say. Take a look at the Ramah. Simon Shin Beis and Sif Aleph. This happens to us all the time. They have to do this past Shabbos for all I know. You tell me the truth. Ramah says in Sif Aleph. End of Sif Aleph. Avamutu lahasir hanotzos min abeged b'Shabbos. What's notzos? Who knows what it means? Feathers. Why? He wants to wear jackal's feathers on it. No, the jackal was completed. The feathers fell on afterwards. To remove that, That's nothing. That's nothing. There are seem to be similar cases where something gets ruined, and then to overcome that ruinous problem, there is a makav patnish violation. That is true. There are certain limited cases which say that. So if you look here, I can't find it right now, but the Rabbeinu Chananel, when he talks about this, so before, Rabbeinu Chananel, in describing Makkah B'Paddish, somewhere here, I have a different text than I had at home, so I can't find exactly where it is. But the Rabbeinu Chananel has an expression that you need sha'uman yakpid. You find it for me? That you, when you are guilty of shemakav patnish, you're removing something that the uman is makav, that it be removed. The specialist, you know, the professional, the artist, the tailor, as the case may be, he wanted to remove it. He's makbet that it be removed. If you remove it, you're all around makbet and punish. Otherwise, not. So that's the Rabbeinu Chananel somewhere here in this sugya. And therefore, Abosai, sometimes, you ever see this happen? You buy plasticware, right? Plastic forks, knives, spoons. You ever see a little extra plastic stuck on? You ever see that? Very often. You pull it off on Shabbos morning. The woman doesn't care. The woman, I mean, he doesn't, he's not makkah. The woman sold it to you. It wasn't makkah to get rid of all these little extra pieces of plastic. So therefore, it's okay. That's what it says. Oh. However, Abosai, you understand, the general rule is, if there's another malacha, then it cannot be makkah b'papish. One or the other. It's one or the other. You can't have another malacha at the same time be makav patnish. That will not work. Once again, Rabbeinu Chananel says so. Print it over here. Not sure what the part is. Again, the print is different than I'm used to, so you have to forgive me. It's all there. It's not a malacha by itself. As a matter of fact, we talk about the case about kosev, right? I apologize profusely. I was looking at Rav Nissim Gaon. I thought it was the Rach. The Rach was on the side of the page. In this print on the bottom. Oh, no wonder I couldn't find it. A totally different page more than I'm used to. I apologize. Ah, now I can see it over here. He keeps talking about Gemara Malach, though, which is what the Gemara says. Over here, the very last line printed in this next to last line. Ukshamashtim ha'uman malachto. Chayav shemach lepatish. You'll see, look at the lashonis that he used over here. It's talking about that the uman is makbid olav. The uman is makbid. That's when there is an obligation of makav b'patnish. We spoke before about the idea of writing letters. third from the last line of the rocket off print, page on Hamley Bays, the last two words. V'i lav. Now next to the last line. Chayim mishum makav b'patnish. If not, if there's no chiv of kosev, then chayim mishum makav b'patnish. But if you chiv of kosev, you can't. for the Rach and Shittosik. No way to have two malachos at the same time. The Rach holds like that Mordechai we saw, like the Reim. If there's some other violation, a potential violation, in the Bona, it ain't been in the Kalim, but it would have been Chayim and Shabona, then it's not called Makam and Patish. Makam and Patish after it's done. After the malach is finished, then and only then, says the Rabbeinu Chananel, is there a possibility of Makam and Patish. Can't have two at the same time. Impossible. Impossible. Can't have both. So says Rabbeinu Chananel again, on Daf Kuf Beis and Beis, we saw that tomorrow before, talks here about Misates. So once again, the Rabbeinu Chananel says over here, if you're chayav for another malacha, it's impossible to make you also chayav mishum makam bepatish. Can't be. Impossible. However, I've also said that's the Rach Shita, and everyone agrees. But those who claim you can be chayav for finishing up another malacha and for makam bepatish at the same time. Chamish says that way, and Chaschinuch, the Bolnagon, they all say that way. Take a look at the Rashi Ayin Hey Amid Beis. Hatzor, look inside. Hatzor Tzura B'Kli Sha'omeid L'Kach L'Naoso. Rabosai, the Kli is meant to be beautified, and you went ahead and you beautified it. What does that mean? Once again, Uman Makbir L'Naoso. That's Omen Mitzah means the producer of the Kli is poised to make it prettier. To make it prettier. Other than that, it's nothing. Nothing. You have to be, has to be the completion of a malacha. Now, that being the case, Rabosai, what will happen in the following situation? Gentlemen, did you ever open a wine, certain wine bottles, they have an opening, and some has a little bit loose things there. It's like a little metal that's straggly. I feel someone take it off. You don't want to cut yourself. Is that Chayav Mishamaka B'Patish? She says, Binyan Shabbat says no. But the average year doesn't care about it. Only something the average person cares about and wants to remove it, then you're Chayav Mishamaka B'Patish. But if the average person can leave it there, you decide to be a funak and remove it, you would not be Chayav Mishum Maka B'Patish. That's what he says. Now, on both sides, the Megillah Sefer asks it. I can't get it. I can't anything now. Based upon the Gemara. Take a look at the Gemara. Kuf Chav Dal Amid Beis. Go to the Beferish Gemara, which seems to indicate that removing these little scraggly pieces is a violation of Makam B'Patish. Kuf Chav Dal Amid Beis. Very end of the daf. V'lo yiskos mimena. What does yiskos mean? Zok Rashi. Well, you're supposed to next to the last line. Yitake lahosir blitosa v'uktsa v'shabis. The Ovid Kliya v'makam v'patish. No! It's Mefurash Gemara with a Rashi. If you remove those little extra things, it is a violation of makam v'patish. So Bidna Shabbos says no. There, it wasn't fit for use before you remove the extra pieces. Shlomo Zalman says, even that, you're maybe right in refuting the proof, I can't guarantee that it's mutter to remove the extra little pieces of stray metal or plastic from the bottle cap. Maybe it's tikkun mutter the rabbanon. Shlomo Zalman says, maybe. Oh. Now where's the idea that you're not allowed to fix something which is broken even a little bit? Even a little bit. It's called tikkun mitaken mana. Even though it could have been used, Rabosai. If it couldn't be used, it's makam b'patish d'oraisa. If it could have been used, and you fix it a little bit, open up to simon shin mem. Rabosai, shin mem. Pulls up a big shulchan aruch, it's even better. Look at the moment Avraham, Yud Gimel. Those who are the Mishnah Berurah can also see. excuse me, Yud Aleph and Magen Avraham. Yud Aleph and Magen Avraham. What does it say in Yud Aleph and Magen Avraham? It's on going on Sif Vav. Shin Mem, look at Mishnah Berurah. In terms of Mishnah Berurah, I think he has it also. Shin Mem, Sif Vav. Kutchel Tfirah Shiniftach Osel Motcho Mishnah Tofer. That's not happening right now at all. The Magen Avraham says on this idea of Chut, the following comment. Rav writes, "Machat shenis akma afilu ma'at, also the poshta. The needle is crooked, even a tiny little bit. You may not straighten it out. Why may you not straighten it out? Why? Presumably, makam apatish. I could have been used even before. It's only bent the tiniest bit. Doesn't make a difference." Doesn't make a difference, Rav Osai. That's considered to be makeh bepatish. Makeh bepatish. Oh. Midrabanan, presumably. Keep this in mind. Metak and money usually means Midrabanan. But now we're going to turn to see the Rambam. How the Rambam formulated Makeh Bepatish, and we'll see a possible duality in the Rambam, which requires elucidation. Hilchos Shabbos Rabosai, Perek Yud. Tell me what you think. Perek Yud. Hamakeh bepatish hakoachas chayev. A look at this time. Period. Or comma. V'chol ha'ose davar shugmar malacho. Whereas it told us makeh bepatish chayev. What are the two things? Number one, makeh bepatish hakoachas chayev. Number two, and kolosa. What do the words mean? What do they mean? So Reb Shlomo Zalman and his Rebbe Reb Yisrael Zalman say the same thing. That someone who does, Rabosai, someone who does something which is a makeh bepatish hakoach chayev, even if it's not gemara malacha, the two different things. Makeh bepatish is number one, and number two, chalosu davashu gemara malacha, is told us makeh bepatish. So what's makeh bepatish itself? I mean, just that one example of banging with a hammer is no. He says that's called a Maisa Uman. A Maisa Uman, Rabosai. You can't. If you have a knife which became dull. When I was a kid, they had a guy coming around making noise. He's sharp, knife sharpener. They still have these people coming around? Knife sharpeners? No. I'm free of the gador. To sharpen a knife is usur, makeh bepatish. Why? It's a Maisa Uman. Any Maisa Uman was specialized, is by definition considered to be Makeh. Even though the knife was already sharp before, just you used it so long, it dulled a little bit. That's considered to be Makeh by virtue of its being a Maisa Uman. That itself, Rabbi Osai, that itself. Oh. For example, Rabbi Osai, the Rambam says that if you have the feathers fell out of the pillow, you put them back in again, not makeh bepatish. Why not? Anybody can do it. Doesn't need any umnus. Nothing. What happens if it requires tircha? Not umnus, but tircha. Please turn. Shin Yud Zayin Sif Beis. We were here yesterday. Talk about the watch. We saw the Hilchos Shabbos for Shabbos, the distinction between the old time grandfather clocks and today's watches. You need a tircha, don't you need a tircha? Shin Yud Zayin Sif Beis. Look what it says. Nishpatu lo ritzuos min of a sandal. Mutter. Says the Rama. Put it back. Is dafka shiyucha lachzir below Torah. Alan tzarech Torah lezeh osu. The chashina shem yipshar. That's one version. Others say no. The reason is because it is considered incomplete. Who sets up? Instead of showing the Shulchan Aruch, which I showed you, we will have it in front of you, I mean, you're another source of different version of Shulchan Aruch, Rav Bosai. A version that many people prefer. You got it. Mababa Shechasidim. We send me Chasidim ourselves. See, so much of the Lubavitcher Rebbe is Shulchan Aruch. Look how he phrases it. Nish Torah Tzuras Min HaVasadol. Okay? No problem. If it's Rachav, but no Torah. Av L'menek L'Utsar Shetzorach Torah L'Aknis HaRetzur B'Sohra Ain't there K'machzir Ela K'nos and B'Tchila B'Yosu Mishum Tikun Kli. You might have the expression B'Taken Mana. Not a level of Doraisa, Rabosai, doesn't reach that kind of a level. But it's also Midrabanan, Rabosai. Also Midrabanan. You with me so far? It is Midrabanan to do what's called Metakein Mana. It has a tircha. The Rebbe said it beferish. Black and white. Fine? It's easy to do it. It's not called Tikkun Mana. Easy. Easy to do it. So this is the question of the various things which may or may not be mutter on that basis. Again, we still can't get into the page. Can't get in. I have to take my word. I want to show it to you with I can't show it to you. Take it on faith. You must look it up tomorrow. I have it here. I'll read it to you. Shouldn't think I'm making up out of the sky. I'll read it from the original text. He says something which I don't understand, frankly. I don't understand it. He says, I mean, I understand the principle. Then I don't agree with the application. The principle is, if it's easy to do, and it hasn't lost its Shem Kli completely, then it's all right. He gives an example. He says, Migbaz Shen Iskamta V'Nismacha. Your hat got crushed. It's happened to me many times at Shabbos. Put up your hat at the top and some kid comes, whatever. Crushed. We discussed it yesterday. Can you put it back at the nice, He passed this page, Kuf Samaches. That happens to you, and I'm sure that that's, if you ever had it, does happen. Mutter b'Shabbos liyashra. She came liyashra b'kalos l'otorach, and the Shlomo Zalman paskins that way. But then he says, what's the klal? I'll give you the klal on the previous page. What's the klal? On Shin Kuf Samazayim. Hofan m'shetikun kli anasa b'kalos of loshim torach. It's mutter. Why? Because it's tikun kal. It's not called metakein. And the Kli beforehand is not called Mekulkal. Okay? But one example I don't understand. Zuchuchil Shenofa Min Hashkafayim. You can put it back easily. It's okay. Why? On this basis? Glasses, without the glasses, eyeglass without the lens, that's Mekulkal Lagamri. How can you compare it to a hat just a little bit and been misshapen? There's no comparison. I don't think this is necessarily true. And not only do I not agree with what he says over here on page Kuf Samaches, but I saw it in the Siv Chaim, but I can't show it to either anymore, I'm sorry. He says it's called Mekulko. I agree. It's Mekulko. And if it's Mekulko, Rabosai, and you fix it, it is Metakin Kli. Except, there's an exception there too. The Kilkul is, Rabosai, not intrinsic, but an unwanted appendage. An unwanted appendage which you remove, even if it's prevents you from using it properly, it's not considered to be maka lepatish. Where do you see it from? Take a look in the Gemara, a fascinating source. Kuf Chof Gimel Amud Beis. Rabosai, turn back a page we were before. Unbelievable precedent for it. The Gemara there talks, the very top of the daf, about Tikkun Odom. Tikkun Odom. Yeah, look at the top Rashi, the last one on the top. Also Mishun the Metakein Gavra. Woohoo! Tikkun Gavra. Like Metakein Mona, Metakein Gavra. Some kind of a told of Makabapadish or the Rabban Otto Makabapadish. What happens? I got a splinter. So Sister Gelatin, I got a splinter. I sleep as a coach. You see, there's no problem. No, Sister Gemara. Awesome. Pocket. Huffalo pocket. So Rashi. Pocket. Hakol tazeh. Eino mechuber bo. Ela mufkot v'nosim shom. V'otzazu eino tikkun. Rabosai, if something's not part of you, and you remove it, that's not called a tikkun gavi. You just removed it. So to it a clean. It's not called a tikkun clean. You're just removing something which is not really a part of it. It's an important yesod. The Rambam says so. Parent of base. Rambam. I'm writing the Parak of Beis and the Chashavis. Okay, Mishin is tabchu begod of bekotzim. You have splinters, thorns in your garments. The guy ever walked in the forest? You know, you may all have you. If this happened to you, walk on the Shabbos somewhere or during the week, you're walking to take a hike, and those thorns get into your pants. Mafrishan bitsina. You're allowed to remove the thorns in your pants. Why? The pants are the answer is it's something on the outside. Take a look at Rabosei and Simon Shin Beis in the Mishnah Brura. Actually the Shara Tzion. Shin Beis if cotton test. Even if you don't have thorns in your pants, I guess it's unlikely. What about feathers in your pants? What about feathers? Feathers. Ein, this is the Mishnah Brura Zayin. Ein hanotzos tchuvim v'socho ela ondem ilamala. L'chein mutter afilu b'chono, she can remove him. Tess in Sharet Zayin. Tess. This is as follows. The nar lahafish min hakotzim the mutter hetiko harambam gamkein. We saw the Rambam. After Shamnich Nosim is of Omega Beggar, the thorns are there. Ain't of a Chaltik the Mana. Why not? It's just something separate. V'kol Shekein Bezesh Anotzos Omdim Elamalo. Rabosai, if you can remove thorns, you can certainly remove what? Feathers, which are mamish on the outside. This is a very important yisod. A very important yisod. Rabosai, there are a few places where this comes up in Hilchos Yomtov as well. It says in Mesefta Beita, Adav Chof Chesem et Beis, if you have Grefa Satanur, the bottom of the oven got all full with ashes and things of this nature, you're allowed to remove it, scrape it clean. Why? Or you're just removing something which is ruining it. Or certain types of be able to remove a little bit of char on the top of a wick, which prevents the candle from lighting bright on Yom Kippur. In certain cases, that's permissible as well. You're removing something which is in the way. The problem is a Rashi Faket. A Rashi Faket, they're both saying. It's hard for me to show it to you, but let's see. We were tomorrow before. I don't know where we were. Probably. Oh. Right, you get a different daf. Have to go back here again. Let's go back to it. Make sure we get the right daf over here. I want to show you this Rashi, which seems to say the reverse. Rashi here Ben garf and tana v'kirayim. Im nafal l'tochol ben atochol v'itiach. Ein garf and osam. Tivatak en manu. Whoa! Forget everything we just said. We said until now it was something extraneous. There's no matak en manu. And here some junk fell into the bottom of the oven. And Rashi calls it matak en manu. So the Binyan Shabbos asks this question. He asks this question. It's a good question, an excellent question. And he asked to an excellent Rebbe, quotes Rebbe Zriel Auerbach, who he quotes many times in this beautiful Sefer. He asked him this question. What's going on? So his Rebbe or Zriel Auerbach gave the following answer. Said that the is here Shani Tiach page Kuf Ayin Shumi Gufa Tanur Velochen Shenofa Lamata Mafria Lashimash Osabad Rabbanam Denire Keilu Gufa Tanur Kiskalkel Velodama the Coats Shenikar Shudava Chitzoni Lagami. Here it's Chitzoni, but it's not apparent that it's Chitzoni. There was Osabad Rabbanon Rabosai. Page Kuf Ayin, again, I'm sorry I can't show it to you. Look it up later on. This is what he says. Oh. Then, what'll happen, we discussed this case before. You have a bencher, and people touch benches with their greasy hands. Everyone knows that on Shabbos. The two pages stick together. Comes next Shabbos. Did I do it? Let me ask you a challenge. Halacha l'maaseh, did I do it or not? Yes or no? Yes, why? Stuck together. No, it's something extraneous. Got the way some grease. Got somehow stuck the two pages together. You want to remove it? That is permissible. The Furcha did in the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Shin Mem, which we saw a while ago. Davit study. Is a Rashi Masechta Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says you're allowed to rinse out a shofar. That's here to blow it better. Why? Because it's junk. It's not the Tikkun Mana. It's getting rid of the junk that got stuck into the inside of the shofar. It's not a problem. Not a problem. Oh, but there's again a counterexample, Rabosai. Take a look at Rabbeinu Hanano. Kuf Mem Tes Omid Beis. Like the Rashi we just showed you. Again, I hope I can find it over here. The pages are older than me. I think it's an Amud Aleph over here. Here it is. It's on Kuf Mem Tes Amud Aleph and our print anyway. The last narrow lines. Yesh Misha Omer. Kineser Haria B'Mara B'Shabbos. Get look in the mirror on Shabbos. Shema Yirek Yolo Bokein Chaluda. Rust. B'Zeh Amara. V'Yitzach Tzachenu B'Shabbos. Remove the rust. Beninza Mataka in Mone. Woo. Why? It's only external, it's rust. What's the answer? As the Rabbi Auerbach said. It's true, it's technically speaking, it's external, but it appears to be internal. Rust to this mirror is like the tiach to the tanur. Appears to be internal, and therefore it's prohibited midirabbanan. As opposed to the Gemara Rabosai on Daf Nun Omen Aleph. See the conflicting Gemara? Take a look. Nun Omen Aleph. On Nun Omen Aleph, the Gemara tells us towards the bottom, V'chol chofen es hakelim chutz mikli kesef v'garst kom. What does that mean? You're allowed to polish the kelim. Why? You're removing stuff. Why is it removed? The answer is there. It doesn't look like it's internal. It looks like it's external. Yeah, the following funny example. I tell you it's a funny example. But since we're going to have a little laugh together, let's laugh together a little bit, okay? Let's laugh a little bit. He says the following in funny case. Sometimes a person has a zipper, forgive me please, but one of the threads of the pants gets stuck into the zipper. It's a little bit... Can you remove the thread? He says, yes. And he asked Rav Shlomo Zalman this question. And Rav Shlomo Zalman was masking to him. Funny case, but it happens to the best of them. His mata to do such a thing is considered to be extra. Oh. Fine. I want to show you a Mogen Avraham, Rabbi Osai. Shin Yud Gimel, end of Sifkotan Aleph. Yeah, I'll show it to you here. Not everyone has a Mogen Avraham. It's a remarkable precedent. I want to show it to you how they come up for us. It's very incredible precedent for us. Watch this. Look. Talk about different things. Tikkun the Kalim. Are there any Kohanim in the house? Any Kohanim here? There's a Kohen, you know, if you can't be in the house, there's a mace, chas v'shalom, you have to get out, right? And in those days, the kelim would become tummy mace. Even today, because everything's tummy, it doesn't matter, right? So they had to sometimes stuff up a hole to prevent tumas mace from moving from the place where the mace is to the next room. He talks about that. May you do that, may you not do that. Okay? Lo havi betaken, like, you're not a betaken, why? That kelim shayu b'socho kvar nitnu. What's there? It's too late already. Beinam alah haba. U'mashakos l'kodosh yamas ha-meis. It's still before the person died. And lover, she metakna shli tamish shum kli b'bayis d'miyad shi yamas ha-meis yitna kol ha-shem b'bayis. Okay? Feel him on the kaiman, the lesser. You can't make what's called mechitza materis. You have learned about that already. We'll come to it later. Hayo las is mechitza materis. You can't, if there's a if it's an existing problem in halacha, and you're going to make a mechitza to solve it, not allowed. But if you put in a mechitza to prevent a future problem, that is allowed. Amogan Avraham Befeirish. Amogan Avraham Befeirish, Shabosa. Amogan Avraham Befeirish. So fascinating. The Marasham, in his Das Torah, we have Marsham. Does Das Torah exist on this in the first Shulchan Aruch? Look it up. I don't think so. The Marsham, the famous Berzhani Rav, wrote many things, and his grandson, the famous Magid, who's named after Shlomo Mordechai Cohen Shlagrad, named after him. He put together a thing called Das Torah. I have it in my house, three volumes on Aruch Chaim. He wants it like this: winding a watch which stopped is also. But winding a watch which is going to prevent it from stopping is mutter with this Mogen Avraham. Same as the Mogen Avraham said, it's not a mechitza materis. It's preventing a future problem. So to prevent the watch from stopping in the future is permissible. The Mishnah Berurah didn't like it. Why not? What the Mishnah saw the Mishnah Berurah, Shinam L'ches Tenzvav. Why not? He says, no. If you put something in the way of Tumah coming out, all you're doing is just a physical barrier. If you wind the watch, it's a matter of semantics. If you are strengthening the watch, you're giving the watch greater power to last for longer. It's not merely you're preventing a problem that it's going to stop in X number of hours. You're making this watch more powerful right now to last for Y, X plus Y number of hours. Isn't that interesting semantics? How do you look at it? Did it just prevent it from stopping? Well, I gave it extra oomph, boom, power, last 10 more hours, so that's considered to be an Easter of which is the Pesach of the Mishnah Berurah. It gives a nice precedent for it, Rabbi Osai. It says in Masechta the Sukkah, on Daf Mem Beis, you may not put the lulav into the water in certain cases, or put water extra into the lulav on Shabbos, or Yontif, Chalamayit, the three different levels. Why Metaka Imona? Why? Lulav is great. The answer is, you leave it out of the water, it's going to happen to it, it's going to dry out. But it's only preventative. I don't know. When you put the lulav in water, it energizes the lulav. Extra water comes in. It's true, it's preventing. Right now, it's greening up. It's preventing it from drying out. But it prevents it from drying out by giving it, making it stronger now. So with the watch, you're preventing it from stopping by making it stronger now. All this is in the Sefer Binyan Shabbos I wanted to show to you. I'm unable to. Okay. Now, we'll just start the last Nakuda for today, which is the issue of Makkah B'Patish. What does it really mean? There's a problem with the Rashi on the Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. That's the last thing for today. Rashi Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. Serious issue. Rashi Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. Talks about Makkah B'Patish. Rashi says, Osem came right before the Mishnah. Makin, see the vav, the little vav that was above me. Shem Makin, Gimel alatas, biyachas alasadim, lahach lekakunus, shlibok atas shudak, ubalemat berim komenu, where Isi Osem came. Psh. This is Rashi over here. The problem is that you're afraid it's going to break. Who says this? Rashbag. Rashbag speaking. Rashbag is a das yachad in the Mishnah. No? The Mishnah's over here. Rashbag says, yeah, even this is considered to be betaka and melacha. It's the opinion of the Rashbag. Does everyone else hold like the Rashbag? Does the rest of the world agree with the Rashbag? Well, the Rambam says yes. The Rambam says no. I said it to you wrong. The Rambam says we pass in your potter in such a case. You have a Rambam, Pirush and Mishnais? Where do I find it here? Then where do I find the Pirush and Mishnais, this beautiful sage? Where's it written? Here it is, before the Rif. It's the 12th parak. It's page Ches in the beautiful new Gemaras. Okay. Rashbag, Hamaka Bakunas al Asan, Avapish Lohik al Shum Dava, Mead Brom, she wrote to the Rakon, Ola Achlikon, Shuchayev, Uvnaisha Akoa, Bishas Malacho, Kak Olsen and Apochin, Ken Kershi Abaz, the Pomera was Yako, the Baz, the Akos, Harve, the Asadam, Hako, Stein, Kilo Osa Akoa, Metakenet Olsen Akoa, Skulam, Be Ain, Halacha Kumosa. So the Rash, the Rama Saint Pirish Mishnais, we don't paskin like Rashbag. Why not? Why not? Apparently, it's considered to be derech shibush. It's done on a regular basis. Watch how they do. Watch. I'm just trying to give you my demonstration. I'm not. Watch this. It's not Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. This is I'm trying to show you how they did it. They bang three times on the metal, and the one time they bang with the hammer here to straighten things out. It's done in the normal course of events. It's done every single time. According to the Rav Tanakama, who argues with Rashbag, this is not considered to be Makkah B'Patish. It's considered usage. Where's the expression of the Gemara? And we'll have to end here. And I can't go any further, just another half a minute. Kuf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. Kuf Chav Gimel. Again, a fascinating precedent from a human being. We saw before, if it's a splinter in a human being, it's not considered to be Mitaka Gavra. Why not? Because it's just something external on the outside. Well, here too, the discussion of Tikkun Gavra on Kuf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara talks about what's considered to be, I think it's on the base, starts in Amud Aleph. Asuve Yenuka, you're trying to, a baby comes out, Lahachlek Seder Revorb, Shinola Revorb, Miskogim, Mitzorkli Ashim, the Rashi in the very bottom. Of Kuf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says, Hosam Lav Urche, Hocha Urche. This is Urche. Whatever you normally do on a regular basis, it's not called Matak and Gavra. That's an important precedent. Kuf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. What's considered to be normal is not considered to be a tikkun. Here too as well. Rabbi said tomorrow we'll start with a few other issues of Makkah B'Patish. Then we'll get back to the sugya that we learned before.